This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, that's Scoggs McKay hoping to be Porky Pig. So if they ever want to redo the cartoons, that's all folks know I want to do that. Let me ask you something, Brent Rains. I see from your bio that you're coming out with a new book about the one, the only John Keel. What is that going to be out? And what can you tell me? What kind of insights are you going to offer?
It's going to be a few months away since I just submitted it. And it's going to be about, you know, his not only kind of a biography about John Keel, but also how he influenced me and others, and the kind of stories that I investigated, cases, people I've talked with, witnesses, researchers, and other people. For example, I also have some interviews in this. I communicated with some researchers in Sweden who Keel visited these people back in 1976 as well. In 1969, there was a Swedish researcher, Aki Brazen, who went to Point Pleasant, West Virginia, met Mary Heyer and Linda Scarberry and many of the witnesses that we've read about, and spent several weeks down there. And initially, he was thinking about getting some kind of a net and trying to catch this creature if it was real. And then he realized that when he got down there, that there was, this was not a real logical approach, that he realized a lot of this was psychic, paranormal. And he went back again in 1970, I believe, the year following that, and did further investigations. And he had helped Keel with some material for Operation Trojan Horse back, you know, earlier when he was working on that book, dealing with the mystery flyers from the 1930s, and maybe mystery submarines too, over in their country in Sweden. And I also was in touch with Håkan Blomqvist, who is a Swedish researcher and involved with a lot of archive, a library that they have over there in Sweden that's collecting.
Yeah, it's the biggest archive, isn't it? It's the biggest archive.
That's what I understand, you know. Yeah. And they're gathering everything that they can. They've asked me for some of my earlier issues of my magazine before it became professionally published. There's, I think, maybe close to 30 that they don't have. And the real early para-ufology forum.
That's an honor. That's an honor to have your stuff requested for that. You know, it'll be in good company.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Håkan has provided me with some photos of Keel when he was in Sweden and some of the correspondences they had and such. And so I'm getting background information. I've interviewed Rosemary Guiley, who was a member of his New York 14 Society going back in the early 80s, and used to meet John in New York for dinner. And they had talk, and he had a huge influence on her and many other people. I've got an interview with Paul Eno
of
Rhode Island, who's had a lot of experience, was investigating paranormal years ago, and believes that a lot of this is, you know, Keel believed that there was a lot of interconnection with these different interrelationships and with UFO and paranormal, and that he pretty much subscribes to the idea of you know, that we're dealing with other realities, other dimensions.
By the way, we are offering a free copy of the book that Paul wrote with his son for those who subscribe to the Paracast Plus for a full lifetime. We're offering that book, plus other free books. So if you're interested, you'll check out plus.theparacast.com. It's kind of interesting here that Rosemary Ellen Guiley was also part of that New York 14 Society. I went to some of the meetings and probably met those people, but Most probably don't remember me or prefer not to remember me. Cox?
I think it was something to do with, yes, Paulino. Last time I heard him, you know, he does a podcast with his son, but I've heard him on other shows, and they have, they've definitely, according to them, identified one of these kind of potential window area somewhere in the northeast. I'm not sure where. I don't think they're being public with it.
It's in Connecticut, I know that.
Yeah, that kind of, you know, I say the Stan Gordon region, you know, that his kind of stomping grounds. And I believe, you know, a couple of weird things happened to him and his son, very high strange things, and something that very much goes along with Chris O'Brien. Chris O'Brien has six or seven somethings that are always present when you have a window area hotspot, and it may be there's been long-standing religious or cultural kind of meanings or something attached to a place of worship or something. There's always a military presence around, and you know, there's a number of other factors that, you know, you tick the boxes, and this always happens. And I believe what Paulino and Ben have identified is possibly one of them, because they were very interested, and suddenly they were researching, and then suddenly there was this military presence in a non-military area. It's not a training area. There's no kind of camps nearby, or forts, you'd probably call them in America. And suddenly they turned up, and, you know, I don't know if they bought the land or something, but they stopped people from going where stuff was on. Just a classic kind of case of, you know, the military turning up and saying, no, you can't come down here, da-da-da, for whatever reason. And so it does seem that up there in Connecticut and the northeast of the states, there's certainly a few places with some interesting stuff going on. And obviously the location of Ted, who used to work with J. Allen Hynek, Ted, what's his second name?
Phillips.
Ted Phillips, that's it, yeah. That area, he was researching Marley Woods. And that was kept secret for ages, but somebody let the cat out of the bag, and there's a lot going on there. So there are current window areas that seem to be active right now. And if I were to, it's a long time since I've been to the States, but if I were to come back, I think I'd be heading to one of these places to see if I could catch any sightings. And Brent, have you had any UFO sightings yourself, or any ghost sightings or paranormal events?
I didn't at first in the beginning, and I used to complain, why haven't I had any experience, you know? But I've had some strange experiences. One time seeing a Indian blanket, and I've been involved in sweat lodges and such. I used to have a sweat lodge behind the house, you know, for doing meditation work. And one day there's a Indian blanket draped over the top of a dresser in my bedroom, and I'm thinking, wow, that's, I don't remember that being there. My wife must have put it there, but I wondered what it was. It was like there was a big lump in it, you know, and I remember thinking, oh, I guess I should check it out, but dang, what if one of those little Cherokee little people was under there, trickster, you know?
Yeah.
So I said, heck with it. I'm just going to roll over, turn the light out, and go to sleep. And the next morning, the sun's coming in the room. The room is all lit up, and I look over at the dresser, not even thinking about it, and then it dawns on me, where'd that blanket go? And then about 4 weeks later, roughly, there was I woke up in the night. I turned on the light, and there was the Indian blanket again, a Native American Indian blanket. And I sat up in bed, and I moved around. I took my arms, stretched them out straight, you know, and I kind of went this way and that way. I pinched myself. I made sure nobody could say that, hey, Brent, you weren't wide awake, you know.
Well, we're going to have to do this to stay wide awake, this piece of business. We'll be back with Brent. And Gogs and Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're in our final three segments of our introductory meeting with Brent Rains and the return of Gogs MacKay. Brent? Please continue that discussion. That's fascinating.
Okay. Well, anyway, I was still, you know, looking at this blanket and everything about it seemed very real. But I was thinking to myself, okay, I still don't want to go over to it. It's just kind of feels kind of strange, you know. And maybe it's a good thing I didn't, because as I was looking at it, it started to blur, like you're looking at something through a binoculars and you change the focus. The only thing was, it was the only thing that was blurring. Everything else was normal focus. And this blanket just blurred its way out of existence. It was within moments gone.
Where did it do, so did you own a blanket like this? And where did you first get it? You know, was it, if it was like original real, if you know what I mean, not like some copy, where did you get it?
Well, I don't think it was mine. It was just there. I mean, I knew my wife had some Indian-type blankets because she's part Native American that was stored in a closet, but I didn't remember any being in my room. And then, again, there it was on the dresser, which I didn't remember it being there, any of those blankets. And all I could tell you is it was a Native American-type blanket, you know, those kind of images on it. And then it just faded, it blurred out of sight, and then wasn't there. And I was certain I was wide awake. Then there's another issue that I was doing some paranormal investigations with some people, two of whom were actually UFO abductees. And one of them had been doing EVP work using a ghost box, which this was a Radio Shack digital radio, AM/FM. And it was modified so that it was on continuous scan. And the theory is that the spirit voices can ride over the white noise in between stations.
Yeah, and you know you've got a really interesting one with, because people can say, oh, well, the odd word might come through as it's skipping channels. But if you get a full sentence over multiple sweeps, then the chances of that being random is just, you know, really, really minuscule. So I've seen people using those ghost boxes, and sometimes some really relevant, timely stuff has come out that couldn't be by chance. So I do believe that they can be manipulated by spirits or whatever, and I do think they work. And sorry to interrupt, Brent, but I'm really interested in things like this technology and, ghost boxes and stuff.
Well, we have done it both with, you know, the digital recorder holding it,
yeah,
and also recording sessions with the ghost box. And the way it evolved was, this was in 2010, and it was, you know, Keel had passed away in 2009, July 3rd. And it was in March. We were at a haunted location, 2010. An old 100-year-old church, and we were in the basement, and people had heard footsteps. And so we're going to see if we could get anything. And honestly, I didn't think we did that I could tell. But a couple months later, we were at a site investigating, and John Keel came through twice, and we asked about if there was Bigfoot in the area, and this voice said monsters. And, you know, I showed this investigator that came through his ghost box. I says, now, John Keel called Bigfoot monster. You know, it was a real popular term with him. His first letter to me, I showed him his first letter that Keel wrote. And he said he was working on Strange Creatures from Time and Space, a book, an encyclopedia on monsters, he called it. In that book that later came out, the first chapter, he mentions the word monsters, you know, in a lot of people's area worldwide.
Did he identify himself when he came through on the ghost box? He actually said, I am John Keel.
He actually said, John Keel. I heard it twice, and we recorded it. And then later I went back over my audio from March when I didn't think I heard anything, and there was a point where Brett Oldham asked Jesse, who was my wife's deceased brother, to come through. And what happened was, is a voice said what sounded like Keel, Johnny. Yeah. And then it was like two voices arguing, and I let my wife hear it with headphones because it wasn't real loud, but I says, that sounds like your brother's voice arguing with somebody, and I think he's using really bad language. And she agreed. But what happened later, it was July 3rd. I'd been kind of on the fence. Then July 3rd of 2010, we were doing a session at the home of Sandy Nichols near Nashville in Thompson Station. I asked him, I said, you know, this is the one-year anniversary of Keel's passing. Can we try to reach him? You know, sure, yeah. So we're recording this. I believe we had three recorders going, and we had a stereo speakers hooked up to the one of the radios. And Brett asked, can you get John Keel, because we work through these spirit guides, to say his name if he's there? And within seconds, two or three seconds, a male voice says, John Keel.
That's a relevant and timely answer. So, yeah, that's to me, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and this happened a number of times. And then we asked, now that he's on the other side, what can he tell us about Bigfoot? And this strong male voice said, Smuck Bigfoot, see?
And then Smut Bigfoot.
Smuck. Sounded like Smuck Bigfoot. Yeah.
Right.
And then there was like two other voices that said C, and then another one said C. And so then I asked at one point about Jeddu. And the voice said, Jeddu, eh? That's what it sounded like, Jeddu, and followed by eh. And we were kind of shocked, and I remember Brett was saying, did he just say it? And Sandy says, yes, he just said the word. So I thought, okay, got to strike while the iron's hot. So I asked again, yes, what can you tell us about Jeddu, which was, you know, the part of the title of his first book back in 1957, Jeddu, Mysteries of the Orient, where he had been traveling in Egypt and India and places and studying their ideas on mysticism. Jeddu was black magic. And anyway, this voice sounded like the same voice, male voice, was talking, and he was fading in and out. But it started out with into the fire, and then blah, 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 mumble, mumble. Can't tell what he's saying. And then teach me outside.
You know what? We'll have to go outside if we don't have these announcements. They'll just toss us out. More to come with Brent, Gene, and Goggs. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Gogs McKay, and we're going to have Brent try the Paracast a little bit later. Brent Rains, Gene Steinberg. Interesting about the stuff with John Keel. Now, we had a John Keel memorial episode probably a few months after he died. There was a general consensus here that as much as his viewpoints were interesting, intriguing, thought-provoking, his investigative process could have been more rigorous. In doing a biography of Keel, what's your perception?
Well, you know, he made some mistakes. That's addressed in the book, too. One of which was the time he was in the area sky watching, and he talked about how the moon didn't come up when it was supposed to. And come to find out, he supposedly got that information from a local paper, but if he had pursued it further, looked into it further, he would have known that the moon, he thought it was supposed to rise at something like 1:29. It didn't come up. And in fact, it came up, I think, a little after 3 o'clock. And I provide a link on the that readers of the book can actually check and see that the correct time it was supposed to have risen. So he made a mistake there. He sounded like, from my communications with him, that he initially was kind of hesitant to even write the book, Mothman Prophecies, and had all of his notes and things stored in a big suitcase.
Do you think maybe he saw himself more as a journalist rather than a UFO researcher?
Well, he wrote on other areas too, and not just strictly the UFO. He was interested in reptiles and snakes and things, and wrote novels, fiction. He used to write screenplays and used to write scripts for Lost in Space, the old Lost in Space episodes of the 60s. Yeah. And he worked with like Merv Griffin and others. He would be in the background providing humorous comments, I think, through a head, you know, earpiece that they would have. You know, he was pretty good at a lot of tongue-in-cheek humor and such, and he was used by, you know, people in the television industry to come up with ideas and, you know, comments and write screenplays for different programs.
Do you know which ones?
Which programs?
Yes.
He did write Lost in Space, and I would have to, unfortunately, look that up again. I do mention some of these. He also was a science writer for a while, editor or science writer for Funk and Wagnall's Encyclopedia, and he worked different jobs in Washington, D.C., for different branches of the government. I think one was the Air Force Office of Information and the Health Department. And he got around and did quite a bit. He seemed to be always writing something. I remember reading that he would even go to the bathroom with a typewriter still clicking away.
Well, that certainly puts an odor on those particular books, but more to the point, what's so sad about it is probably Mothman Prophecies in the end was his most successful book because he sold it as a movie and made some money right from that. At the end of his life, he was in pretty bad financial shape. So whatever he did, it didn't have staying power, did it?
No, he had a difficult time. In the end, he kind of, I think people found that it was kind of difficult sometimes to be around him because he would be kind of depressed and kind of negative in some of his comments. I know he wrote me once that we were just kind of coming to the end and we were never going to figure it all out. And he had come to believe pretty much that we were dealing with deceptive intelligences that were quite negative. I asked him, we were talking once about angels, the Marian apparitions, and I asked, you know, you're always writing about the demonic type stuff, the deceptive trickster type elements. How about something positive? And he said, back in the late 60s, 70s, he circulated some sort of paper. He says, maybe you didn't get it, but in that document, I pointed out that I felt that what we were dealing with didn't have our best interests in mind. I want to take a more upbeat approach. I realize there is the negative and there is the positive and there is, you know, there are a lot of deceptive elements that seem to creep into these things. You know, I know that, for example, my communications, apparent communications with John Keel is something that he had stated that sort of thing he believed was not real, that what you were getting was actually a mimic or a being that was pretending to be someone else and not that person on the other side.
You know, it's very interesting here that this demonology kind of approach, some religions consider UFOs to be demonic and therefore evil. I know that my late uncle, Lewis Kaplan, he was my wife's uncle, he was the brother of my father-in-law, he was involved in a so-called Jews for Jesus movement. And he lived out in Scottsdale, Arizona in his final years. And they gave me a book on UFOs where they had to state some kind of incantation to get rid of the evil UFOs. And I was thinking of John Constantine, the DC character, who would be this professional exorcist or something. So did you follow much of that? Is that something similar to what Keel believed without the religious overtones?
Yeah, that, you know, he considered himself more at times. He said he was more of a demonologist than anything, even though he was a lifelong atheist and he had nothing to feel really upbeat about with the phenomena, which kind of pretty disturbing perspective, really. He just saw tricksters everywhere. And he said even the, you know, the angel-type experiences, the Marian apparitions that he said they always end up with a sour ending, is the way I think he described it. And but I keep looking for, you know, optimistically that it's not quite the way that Keel had portrayed, although he certainly brought a lot of this into focus, and there's a lot of elements to these stories that, you know, you do have to wonder about, and is this really on the level? The stories of the beings do often seem to be deceptive, trickster-like, and they come from all over the universe, places we've never even heard of, hundreds and hundreds of places from, you know, the accounts that we get, or else they're all from familiar places we hear about, the Zeta Reticula or the Sirius constellation. I do know that these things do exist. I mean, like, to me, I have gotten, and I've posted some of these recordings that we've had from in the February and March issue of 2017 and Alternate Perceptions. And just to show you how interactive it can be, I had one where here at my home, just my wife and me, doing a recording, and suddenly I got John Keel Bert here. And Bert was Berthold Schwartz, who was a psychiatrist who I'd corresponded with for about 37 years.
We're going to get into that in our next segment. We have one more segment with Brent Rains. We have Gogs Mackay. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Back at you, the Paracast, and we're continuing our visit with Brent Rains of Alternate Perceptions magazine. You know, next time you come on the show, we'll have you on in the future. I'd like to bring along some of the recordings you've made, the ones you have posted at the Alternate Perceptions site, and let's see what our listeners think. And maybe what we'll do is we'll have extended captures of them for the After the Paracast podcast for Paracast Plus members. I think that would be interesting. We've done that before. We had Michael Esposito on.
For EVPs.
Right. We had that on with Chris, and we presented some of those things, and some of those just junk noise, as far as I'm concerned. Others, you know, you start thinking. It's not a Rorschach test. There's something more going on here.
Yeah, I was very skeptical, as I say, in the beginning, and if it hadn't been so specific, you know, some people would get excited when they'd hear yes and no, and I'd say, well, that's really not what I want to hear. But we had, for example, an entity that seemed to come through named Enoch. I thought it was like Enoch with an O. Some people thought it was Enoch with an I. So one day I asked, which is it? Is it I or O? And this voice said Enoch with an O. And at the end of each session, we would say, we want to clear the session. Tell us when it's clear. Quite a number of times a voice would say clear. But this one time, you know, when we wanted to end the session, instead of saying clear, this one voice said, this cannot clear. This is energy. Which, you know, right after I'd asked for them to say clear. There was just a lot of interactive examples like that. And then one time there was a contactee in Australia, and she and a friend of hers had been doing some kind of exercises, Tai Chi-like exercises. While they were doing it, this voice, supposedly a spirit alien-type voice, out of the air said, fingers together. And so this was instruction for them to, you know, put their fingers together while they were doing what they were doing.
Brent, like fingers together, like when people are doing a seance or something, what?
You know, this was like the Tai Chi, you know, they do these like Kung Fu type moves, but in slow motion or something.
Yeah.
So they along with this book publicist for this lady, this bodiless voice instructed these two ladies, one of them in particular, to fingers together. We did a session with the ghost box. I told them to synchronize our time as best we could and have them send me a message. And I would run the ghost box for about 5 minutes and see if I could pick up what they were going to send me. But I had no idea what it was going to be. And so these three women communicated among themselves, and they wanted it to be fingers together. So when we played back the audio, we got fingers together. Plus, it was sounds like think, Ted, hold your fingers together. Another time, there was a woman who we were on a ghost investigation in Sloss Furnace, Birmingham, Alabama. Supposed to be a very, very haunted site. And she wanted to, you know, see if this ghost box thing really worked. You know, her the leader of her group was quite skeptical, which I can understand. Anyway, so she asked the box, says, when we'd have family reunions, we would always talk about a certain holiday that my grandfather and his dad had in common. What was it? And this voice came through and twice expressed Father's Day, and she picked up on it right off. I couldn't tell what it was until I played it back. And she said, yes, that was it. Her grandfather and her dad both died on that holiday, Father's Day. And so that, to her, was confirmation.
Would you say that was like a Class A EVP kind of thing, you know, crystal clear and, you know, no doubt about it?
Yeah, these are the better ones. You can, as I say, you can go to the February and March 2017, and toward the bottom of the page of my reality checking column, I put these different audios with a little description. It's always best to use good headphones. You listen for it, and, you know, if you've got pretty good average hearing, you should be able to hear these things.
I kind of think we need to explore more detail here on the PowerCast. We've had scattershot approaches. Isn't this weird? And we never take it beyond the isn't this weird. And then again, if we're returning to the so-called unified field theory, is any of this related to any of the other mysteries, or do we just have a bunch of wacky things that go on and we need to look into each and every one?
Well, I think, you know, that Keel did some things wrong, but then again, on the other hand, he got us to thinking about so many things, and he got out in the field and he did his best. You can go to www.johnkeel.com that his friend Doug Skinner puts out every month with letters and copies of clippings and things from Keel's old archives, showing that he really was very obsessed with this subject and trying to figure it out. One of his better cases in Maryland that supposedly supported, of course, the Woodrow Derenberger case turned out to be a hoaxer. He apparently kind of fell for that. We always face that challenge when we're dealing with people's accounts. We never know when we're dealing necessarily with a fully real one or genuine personality or hoaxer. There's so many of these cases, and as I say, trying to find the commonalities, connect the dots. In Keel's case with that subject in Maryland, this college student, he liked fiction, and he had heard Woodrow Derenberger on a Washington, D.C. radio program and just thought he'd call in. He'd never realized they tracked the phone numbers, so he got a call back afterwards. He thought he could just do it anonymously, and that would be the end of it, and at least this is what he claimed later. But there's so many in the Derenberger case that Keel investigated. There were other witnesses that saw Kraft and things the night of his initial encounter, and he reported it to the police, and something initially happened, although he began to wonder about some of his later claims. That wasn't too far from Point Pleasant, where all that was going on with the UFOs and the so-called Mothman and other creatures. Very strange circumstances, high strangeness.
I'm just reading here, Brent, in one of your magazine articles about an EVP of a loud explosion. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Wow, a loud explosion?
You've written in, I'll tell you specifically, it was in the article, EVP or not to be, okay, what was the question again, by Brent Raines. And kind of down near the bottom, there's a talk about how you'd got a very clear explosion sound coming through as an EVP instead of speech, as if it may be the actual sound of an explosion that has happened or maybe yet to happen or something, but like it's a bit like almost like a residual haunting. It's I think what you're trying to say is like maybe a retelling of an actual explosion that happened somewhere. Does that ring a bell, or is it just so many things in the past?
I remember writing that article, and I think I was describing different EVPs, and some of it was mine, and some of it was some of the people I was working with. I'm really not sure. I'd have to go back to that and kind of refresh my memory on that. Huh.
You're also talking about getting some humor from the afterlife, EVPs that are funny or some kind of, well, communication.
Yeah, there was one I had played where someone It was Brett Oldham who we were doing a session. We were trying to communicate with John Keel, and he said, "John, this is Brett Oldham. I'm a friend of Brent Rains, and we're supposed to be communicating with John Keel." And the voice said, "Bummer.
We've got Andy here with a cliffhanger, like they do with TV series when they end the season."
A cliffhanger, huh?
Where can we find more information about you, Brent?
Okay. You can go online at apmagazine.info, and I edit an online magazine there that comes out once a month around the first. We have years of back-issued archived materials. We have, you know, feature articles, interviews, book reviews, the whole nine yards, cover everything from archaeological mysteries, shamanism, paranormal, UFOs.
It's worth looking at. Yeah, go for it. It's worth looking at.
We can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Check out the Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. Check out Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We give you an ad-free version of this show with better quality audio, the After the Paracast podcast, and more. Prices start just $1.49 a week, but if you go for the lifetime subscription, we give you free books, really free stuff, and other free stuff for the 5 years. Thank you very much, Brent Rains, for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you, Gene. Thank you, Gordon. Appreciate it.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.